Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's a blessing, and I think it's a calling, or I wouldn't still be here. I would not. Common sense would tell you this is nonsense and you need to go home. But that doesn't seem to be the case. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the many blessings you have generously bestowed upon us as individuals and as a nation. Like prodigal children, we have squandered all that you have given. We are spoiled and we fail to see that we need you. May we each, and as a nation, fall on our knees in humble repentance of our sins and in admiration for your love and your power. Grant us that love and grant us your wisdom, Father. Protect us all from the evil one. Oh, how he lurks and wreaks great fear and death across this land. I ask that you place your hedge of protection around President Donald Trump and surround him with godly men and women who will lead him in prayer and wise counsel. You are our God, the Creator, the Savior, Sustainer of all life, forgiver of sins, our guide and our guardian. May we not just say or ask, God bless America, but may America repent and turn that we might bless you. May I, Father, be your beacon to the world and encourage others and lead this nation home to bring America home. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. Before we get on with the show, I do have some specials that I want to bring to you. So this is a live commercial, okay? Make Up America has the 20% off if you use the promo code Beth20. Don't use Ann on it, just Beth20. And at this point, this is Make Up in America. It's Made in America, and she named it Makeup America. Right now, she's in phase one, and she has wonderful lip colors and lip care and fingernail polish colors. And she says to be fierce, free, and fabulous, and that is their lipsticks. I'm wearing Independent Red today, and I know you can see that on the radio. Brave, bold, and beautiful are the polishes. I'll be putting my red on for the weekend. Ready, set, go, sister. And she says, our sister set, unite, matching their unit. I'm sorry, not unite. Matching nail polish and the lipsticks. They have them to match. Now, she has a lipstick that is, it looks to be two colors. It's white on one side and blue on the other. But when you put it on, it takes on the, kind of enhances the natural color of your own lip. And mine kind of turns a little bright pink. I didn't think my lips were pink, but it kind of turns that way on mine. Not bright, but it's a pretty pink. So Make Up America, and you go to makeupamerica.us, makeupamerica.us. Use the promo code Beth20, and you will receive 20% off. Now, Liberty Tabletop is always giving us deals, and they have some on right now, and it ends today, and I apologize, I didn't realize it was going on until yesterday, and I could not, I didn't know in time before the show, but it's a 30% off, and it ends, it's 15% off, and it ends today, and you use the promo code FORWARD15. Now, normally, you would use the promo code Beth Ann, but this gives you a little bit more off than using my promo code. So I want you to make sure that they know that you heard it on CSC Talk Radio. 15% off their flatware. And they now have glassware, which I did not know, and Rudy was looking at it today, and he's going to show it to me this afternoon. Said it's really, really pretty. They've got several different sets, and again, it is the 20%, I mean, I'm sorry, 15% off if you use the promo code FORWARD15. Now, they also are partnered up with 360 Cookware and Bakeware, and they, too, are 25% off, and that is till today. So it ends after today. So you need to get on it. Get her done. You probably have some people with some weddings coming up, or maybe you just need to replenish. I know that's kind of the way at our house. I was kind of laughing. I told Rudy, we have jelly jars. That's what we have. Jelly glasses. That's what I have in my house. And anyway, they have cartoon characters on them. And that's what we use, because I collected those when the kids were little. And I'll tell you what, they wear and they wear and they wear. But they were jelly glasses. But I encourage you to go, and I'm going to go look and see if I can have something other than jelly glasses and look on Liberty Tabletop. And that's libertytabletop.com, libertytabletop.com. You can go to my website and just click on the icon. So let's get back to the show now that we're done with our live commercials. Separation of powers. That is so vitally important. And what we've been reading lately in the news, yeah, besides all the riots and all that, the separation of powers, and I added, unless y'all are in it for an agenda. There was a gentleman, and I don't remember his name, he was from some university, and he has another plan. And he was telling Tucker, and Tucker kind of got a little kick out of it. The guy was in trouble for some things that he had said. You're not allowed to disagree with anybody, you know. But he has a new plan for a new nation. A new governance. And it has nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States that we have now. We have a separation of powers. But it doesn't seem to be working because they all seem to be on in it for an agenda together. James Madison said the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether one, a few, or many, or whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. I want you to think about what's going on in this land today. I want you to think about the judicial decisions that have been coming down from the Supreme Court. I want you to think about how this Congress has been attacking this president since day, well, actually before he was elected, you know, they had an insurance policy ready because they knew. You know, President Barack Obama got up and said, America's too smart to elect him. Did he mean too smart or too fearful of the socialism that they're pushing down our throats? They've brainwashed our children, and they don't even know what's happening. They're ashamed of who they are. Moving on. Thomas Jefferson said, the executive power in our government is not the only, perhaps not even the principal, object of my solicitude. He said, the tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come. The tyranny of the executive power will come in its turn, but at a more distant period. The tyranny we are experiencing, my friends, is coming from Congress, the legislative branch of the United States. And their presidents have, through the years, put people on the Supreme Court that'll go along with their agendas. James Madison said, the truth is that all men having power ought to be mistrusted. They have a short list of duties in this government, whether you're in the executive, legislative, or judiciary branch. And we'll go cover that. We'll cover that very briefly. And I do want to get to the what Clarence Thomas had to say about this new decision that came down from the Supreme Court. My friends, get your Constitution out and read it. Get out that Declaration of Independence and read it. I'm rewriting it for a modern day. What would you do? Would you sign it? Would you pledge anything? What would you pledge? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, something that I realize more and more every day is that I don't know enough. I need to get back and study, and I encourage you to do that too. There are four basic things, the duties of government, according to our founding fathers and according to the preamble to the Constitution. The first is to protect the citizens from foreign invasion. That's one of them. And yet we have a Congress that fought that president, fights our president tooth and toenail about these borders and about immigration altogether. Yet they're the ones who set the laws in place. And then they don't want him to enforce their laws. Two, protect the citizens from crime and maintain peace at home through law and order. What is it that they're allowing right now in some of the cities? By the way, St. Louis made the big time last night. They were on about every one of the Fox shows. A couple there that were threatened by some of the rioters and peaceful, mostly, protesters. And they had their gun out. She had a handgun. He had, I think it looked like an AR. And they were ready. They were scared, but they were ready to fight. Are you? Are you ready to defend your castle, your home, your children, your family? Well, these things shouldn't be going on. Peaceful protests, absolutely. They can do that. that they should not be allowed to threaten, to burn, to loot, to murder. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. And it is the role of government to put a stop to it. So these mayors and these governors that aren't, they're slackers. They're not doing what the Constitution says they are supposed to do. They do everything they're not supposed to do, but they don't do the very few things they are supposed to do. Number three, to provide justice in the courts. The Supreme Court is supposed to rule on these things according to the Constitution, not according to agenda, not according to what they're going to allow someone else to do or say. The Constitution matters, supposedly. And number four, to keep the people free, to guard our liberty. That's what they're supposed to do. And before writing or passing any legislation, there should be a question in their minds. Each representative, each senator, does this preserve or does it diminish the liberty, even in the slightest way, for my constituents, for the citizens of this nation? The recent Supreme Court rulings are such proof that our leaders ignore the Constitution and issue proclamations and decisions on agendas. I have that here somewhere. I'm always losing them. Always losing my papers. Here it is, right there. It's right there. It was on top. Clarence Thomas. Abortion is without a shred of support from the Constitution's text. It's not there. Over the years, Justice Clarence Thomas has become the most vocal Supreme Court member to remind his fellow jurists that there is no right to abortion in the Constitution. Today, as the nation's highest court overturned a pro-life Louisiana law that saves babies from abortion and protects women's health, Justice Thomas reminded his colleagues again that a so-called right to kill unborn children in abortions is simply not found in the text of the Constitution. And not that, it's also not a right that you have health care. The government's got their nose into things they shouldn't have their nose in. And that's why we're hurting so badly. Every time they get involved in something, it gets worse. Since when is this a nation that stands for the brutal killing of the unborn children? Well, since Roe versus Wade. Since Margaret Sanger. That's when. There were always desperate women doing silly and stupid and very dangerous things to cover up their sin, to cover up what had happened. That doesn't make it right. Clarence Thomas wrote, "Today a majority of the court perpetuates its ill-founded abortion jurisprudence by enjoining a perfectly legitimate state law and doing so without jurisdiction. Our abortion precedents are previously wrong and should be overruled. Neither jurisdiction nor constitutional authority to declare Louisiana duly enacted law unconstitutional. As is often the case with legal challenges to abortion regulations, this suit was brought by abortionists and abortion clinics. Their sole claim before the court is that the Louisiana law violates the purported substantive due process right of a woman to abort her unborn child. But they concede that this right does not belong to them, and they seek to vindicate no private rights of their own. Under a proper understanding of Article 3, these plaintiffs lack standing to invoke our jurisdiction." He goes on to say, "Those decisions created the right to abortion out of a whole cloth without a shred of support from the Constitution's text. Our abortion precedents are grievously wrong and should be overruled." And he is absolutely correct. Abortion is not a right. It's not a right under the Constitution. and the abortion clinics and the abortionists, they're the ones bringing this. Not women, but them. An industry that's making a lot of money off of the brutal ending of life. And then they use these things that are not supposedly human, and they sell their parts. Why would God ever bless America? We are barbaric, selfish children. The free love movement of the 60s created abortion because no one wants to be responsible. They just want to be free. But they don't want responsibilities. When will Americans say, I've had enough? And what would you pledge? Would you be willing to sacrifice anything? Privileged, oh indeed, we have been so in this nation, regardless of our color. There were men long ago who pledged for liberty, for independence. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Today, in our established elitists in D.C., I dare say, very few, if any, have any honor to sacrifice. The only lives they pledged are those of our young men and our women for their warmongering and their how they make money off of that. And then our unborn. They pledge those lives. The fortunes they gained, gained great wealth while holding office. The Democrat from Missouri once said, show me a man that gets rich by being a politician and I'll show you a crook. President Harry S. Truman. It isn't so because Truman stated it, but it is so because they are crooks. They practice much trickery and invest greatly, using their knowledge of things that are going on. They take bribes, not just from special interest groups and huge corporations, but it would be that they cut many deals with foreign governments. We know this to be true. Treason. Oh, treason is among us. And it isn't necessarily the thugs on the streets that are looting and burning. It's those wearing suits in D.C., the district of corruption. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to discuss a few more of these things that are going on. But I want to ask you, what would you pledge? Are you willing to have any kind of inconvenience or pledge any kind of sacrifice? Make any kind of sacrifice for the liberty of not just you, but your children and your grandchildren. We're in a mess. They want to change your government, and you will no longer have any freedom. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books.
Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm being honest with you when I say the more I read and try to figure things out and, what Clarence Thomas had written, I pulled out my Constitution to look at Article 3, which tells the Supreme Court what they're supposed to be doing. And their decision should be based on the Constitution and nothing more, nothing less. No opinions. But based on the Constitution. And it's very clear that abortion is not a right under the Constitution. Neither is health care. It's not a right. Well, we have some things going on that I don't know if you've heard in the mainstream media. But I told you about the couple there in St. Louis that made, Missouri has made the news. We had the COVID people down there. Well, they weren't COVID, but we had all the youngsters down there at the Lake of the Ozark, and they made the national news because they weren't socially distancing out there in the lake, in the pool. And if they only knew what all was in that lake, it'd make COVID look like nothing. All the E. coli. But terrorist groups are recruiting jihadi soldiers to spread COVID-19. It's war, my friends. China has declared war on the world, and everyone else is taking advantage of it. Everyone's afraid. Now, I'm okay with wearing the masks. I haven't worn mine much. But I'm not going to live my life in fear of catching it tomorrow and dying. It may happen, but I'm just not going to live my life that way. Now, you could say, Beth, you're just being silly. And that could be correct. A little stubborn, maybe. It's in my blood. It's in my blood. But here we have that they have done that. And we also have that Iran, that's why I buried that one, I guess. Iran has put a price on the president's head for killing, he's a wanted man in Iran for killing their general. And I thought, well, it took them long enough to come out with that. I don't know if you see things that are going on as I do. Maybe you see more. But here we have jihadis. They're still going at us. They're not going to stop unless we put a stop to them. We have Antifa, or Antifa, however you want to say it. They're going around spitting on the cops. And it's just crazy. We have California's unhappy. I put down California ain't happy. Because they're going to try and recall Newsom, their governor. They're pretty upset with this man. He still has their state shut down. Now, if you notice all those that are staying shut down, do you really think it's for your health? If they cared about your health, is that what they would really do, is shut down a nation and break it? Make sure you lose your businesses, that you have no way of paying for food or for rent or your house payments or your car payments or whatever the payments you have to live. Can't pay the car payment. They can't get to work even if you did manage to keep your job. I mean, just think about what they're doing. They're punishing the American people for your stupidity of electing an outsider like Donald Trump to be president. Somebody who wanted to bring, and he's done a lot, but this thing needs imploded. I don't know how else to put it. This government needs to be imploded, and it isn't the president at this moment. It's all of it. Congress is corrupt. There may be a handful of people there that aren't, but don't think they all have the, because they have a Republican on them, that they're not corrupt. Or that they love this president once he'd get reelected. Boy, I saw Tucker go after one guy last night, and it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. He's backing him in a corner because he was supporting the Black Lives Matter. And he was supporting the defunding cops. That's just crazy. And then, of course, the mayors in Seattle, or the upper crust in Seattle, they're hiring security for their lives. And they're using the state money to do it. So they deserve to have security, but you do not. But that's always been the way it is. That every time they want to tweak away your Second Amendment, they have security. They, as in these elected officials. They have security. You do not. You do not deserve it. You're a nobody. You're a peasant. They are the lords. That's not the way it's supposed to be in this nation. Social media. There's a lot being said about social media, and I wished someone out there listening had money to blow. Money to invest, I should put it that way, because I don't think I'd be blowing it. I truly believe that's why I'm still here. That this little bitty show that isn't owned by anybody but me and you that have sent donations to keep me on the air, I believe it's more necessary than social media. Who are the people out there that need to hear the encouragement, that need to hear the word? It's rural America. Well, everybody needs it. I shouldn't just say that. That it's only rural America. But you're the fighters. Well, I saw some New Yorker. Man, she was getting in their face, Antifa. Little strawberry blonde, skinny young kid that was hollering at her, and she just got in his face. And she said, "Is that the best you got?" She's got to threaten him. You hit me with your best shot, that's it? That's what you got? These words that fall out of your mouth, that's it? Social media is trying to steal the election. They are doing what the Democrats said that Russia did, you know, with President Donald Trump, which he did not, but they did. They did collude with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. I don't have any proof. I don't have lawyers. I don't have researchers. I don't have investigators. I just have a gut sense. China, Russia, and Congress, Antifa, George Soros, these protesters that are violent, not the ones that are really believe that they're protesting something, they're all in this to get rid of your president. It's all about getting rid of President Donald Trump. Including the once upon a time conservative talk show hosts and conservative so-called the rhinos. They're globalists. They're not conservatives in D.C. But social media is not the answer. They're a problem. And we all use it. Now, there's a new one. I had two people last week while I was on the road asking me if I had joined Parler. I guess you Parler. Meet me in the Parler. Well, Rudy signed the show up yesterday for Parler. So we're on Parler. And I brought to you a different Facebook-type social media called Codias. I'm on it. I don't do anything. But I need to. Codias. C-O-D-I-A-S. It's not as video-friendly and that kind of thing as Facebook, and I've got to learn to use it. But it's really sharp-looking. He's done a fantastic job. He, too, is looking for funding to get it up a little farther and gone. My friends, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to do to save liberty for your children? It's not going to make us any difference. But it will the future generations, our posterity, our founding fathers said in the Declaration of Independence. For our posterity. July 4th is coming up. We celebrate independence, and I don't know when we've ever been more dependent on government than we are today. Now, there's a few of you who have stayed off the grid, so to speak. But America, you can't rely on a representative or a senator. It's the people. And that's you and that's me. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match. And lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the people with stars and stripes, our American Eagle and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have the chance to listen to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. Voting isn't enough to combat the woke left. We want you to all vote. This is written by Adam Elwanger, and I'm not going to read it to you. But he's simply saying it's time. When is it enough enough? When is enough enough, America? It's going to take more than voting. We're going to have to start standing up. Standing up locally. Standing up on the state level. Your city, your county, your state, and then the federal. We are being run over by the legislating branch. And it has spilled over into the judicial branch. And we have all the bureaucracy that is mandating things to us. They eat out our substance. Harass our people, and eat out their substance. You do realize that's what they're doing, right? Do you have enough independence left in you, the want, the spirit of, that you understand what's going on? Like I said, I find out I need to know more. I have the Declaration of Independence. It's a chronology of events. And we'll be sharing quite a bit on this in the coming days as we lead up to the 4th of July on Saturday. But after the French and Indian War, the Royal Proclamation of 1763. After the French and Indian War, the Treaty of Paris was drawn up, officially ending the war, granting the British a great deal of North American land. The territory was gained. The Ohio Valley was between the Appalachian Mountains and the east of the Mississippi River in the west. It gave the British access to important trade routes, but the new land also brought up many new problems for the Brits. Don't go west, young man. Even though they fought hard to gain new land during the French and Indian War, the British tried to prevent American colonists from selling it. It was hardly It was already hard for them to govern the colonies from overseas. And the British believed that if Americans moved west over the mountains, it would be too challenging to regulate trade and taxes, and that their resources would be spread too thin. Now, I want you to stop and think about it today. The left, they don't believe in you owning property. That's one thing they believe is privileged. You shouldn't own property. Let's continue with this little story. In addition, there were many people already living on the land in the Ohio Valley. Even though the French government had given up this territory to Britain, the French people who had settled there didn't give up their claims to land or trade routes. The British could not afford another war, so they left the British settlers, they left the French settlers in those areas alone. They just left them alone. There were other people settled in the Ohio Valley as well, the Native Americans, who had helped the French during the war, were still fighting over land even though the war was over. And one large battle called Pontiac's Rebellion went on even after the Europeans called a ceasefire. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Some people never know the war's over. The British government did not want American colonists crossing the Appalachian Mountains and creating tension with the French and the Native Americans there. The solution seemed simple. They issued the Royal Proclamation of 1763, which declared the boundaries of the 13 colonies as the Appalachian Mountains. Any traveler settlement beyond the mountains would be illegal. There were so many different progressions of this nation. Remember, it was a frontier, it was a wilderness, and people were coming in to settle. Proclaim and inflame. The Royal Proclamation of 1763 was unpopular with the colonists, to say the least. For those living in the colonies, creating a boundary was not helpful because it did not address some of their biggest problems with the war. Colonial blood had been shed to fight the French and the Indians, and many felt they had the right to go settle on the land that was won. In addition, the Royal Proclamation of 1763 did not account for American colonists who had already settled in the West. Since the end of the war, we're talking about the French and Indian War here, colonial governments had started planning an expansion into the new Western territory. In fact, this had become a big political issue among the colonists. Now they were being asked to restrict their desires to expand and explore. This angered the colonists. They felt the proclamation was a plot to keep them under the strict control of England, and that the British only wanted them east of the mountains so that they could keep an eye on them. As a result, colonists rebelled against this law, just like they did with the mercantile laws. They took scores of wagons westward toward the Ohio Valley. Little rebels.
Sounds just like us, doesn't it?
Yeah. They believed that if they acted together, it would be nearly impossible for the British to enforce their new law. If they acted together. The fight between the colonists and the British were over enforcement of the Royal Proclamation of 1763 was one of many political battles between the British and their subjects in America. The colonists did not feel the law respected their needs for growth, so they ignored the proclamation and they headed forth into the West. And we're glad they did. But the key thing there is they believed if they acted together, our founding fathers, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. They knew signing that document was treason. That was in 1776. But there is a timeline. You know, I did a show one time on the timeline of the Revolution. It didn't just happen because they signed a paper. Woohoo, we're free. That didn't happen that way, and you and I both know that. There was much blood shed for what we're being told now is privilege. There was much sacrifice. There were those who absolutely did give up their lives. There were those who absolutely did give up their fortunes. They had nothing left. We have everything. Even with the very poorest here, we have more than some of them ended up with. Don't you think, America, that it's time? It's time to stand and act together and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.